Tonight, blessings and good evening, and welcome to tonight's edition of the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. The Lord is faithful, He is kind, He is so good to us, and we are so glad to be back on with you tonight for our Prophetic Prayer Partnership. Here we are, and here you are at the cusp of something tremendous in your life. You're on the brink of something great, and you're back in our prayer partnership once again tonight to be empowered and to be lifted for what is up ahead for you. Each of us, each and every last one of us, are in need of encouragement and uplifting at some point or another in our lives. Life within itself can be tremendously overwhelming, and it can overpower us on so many different occasions. If you're not careful, you will find yourself bombarded, overwhelmed, and absolutely under the burden and pressure of life's variables, sometimes suffocating, sometimes not able to do much of anything because you're just completely drained and depleted, just dealing with life itself. And that's why partnerships such as the one that we have developed and have been able to maintain for such a time now is so very vital and important. You need an opportunity to be uplifted and encouraged. Where does the encourager go for encouragement? Where does the pusher go to be pushed? Where does the helper go to be helped? And every now and again, you and I both are in need of that refuel. And that's what our Prophetic Prayer Partnership has been. It has been a fueling station for those who have been absolutely depleted. Tonight, we are continuing in our conversation that we started a couple of weeks back at the start of the month of March, dealing with divine strategies, the download of divine strategies. I want to continue in that discussion because I want us to understand that in as much as it is important for us to have divine strategy, it is not always easy for us to receive it or to stick to it. A plan is something that must be in place because a plan provides for us a map. It provides for us a navigation. It gives to us really a sequential step. How do we take over? How do we conquer? How do we possess? How do we recover step by step? But here's some of the challenges that comes along with planning. Here's some of the challenges that come along with strategy. If you lack the discipline, oh my God, and the accountability. Now that's for those of you who do take notes on our Monday night impartation. It is the discipline and the accountability that keeps us from executing strategy. You know, we can receive the strategy, we can hear the strategy, we can have the strategy right before us. But in many junctures, it's going to take a strong discipline and accountability in order to execute the plan to its fullest potential. Why is that? Because typically a strategy or a plan is put into place to suggest something that we have not already been accustomed to or already been doing or implementing. So that's why the plan and the strategy comes, because the plan and the strategy is to say, you haven't been doing it right already. Now we're going to put this into place, stick to this. And it's going to take a discipline and an accountability, and in many cases, a self-accountability. Do you know how to hold yourself accountable? That's a loaded question. Do you know how to bring about a self-discipline? Many of us hang up the idea of progress. We hang up the idea of completion. We hang up the idea of pursuit. We hang up the idea of accomplishment simply because we don't want to hold ourselves accountable. So we use the excuse as it's too hard. We use the excuse as it's not doable. We use the excuse as it's too late. But I want to share with you that many of the things that God has put in your spirit, He did not put in your spirit within ignorance of the timing of your life or the timing of the execution of the plan. God strategically knew what he was doing when he put certain things in your spirit at certain junctures of your life. So although it presents a challenge to you, it is doable. Although it seems difficult, it is doable. But you must be disciplined and you must hold yourself accountable to the guidelines and to the strategy parameters in which have been set into place. You know, I often think about Judges chapter number 6. And in Judges chapter number 6, there's an account where a man by the name of Gideon has been charged to lead a group of people into a victorious battle, a battle that he would not even need to lift a sword, a battle that he would not even need to lift a finger to fight in. All he had to do was lead them. But he also had to have the right people in place. Here was the challenge with the battle. The challenge with the battle was this: there's already a disadvantage. They were already outnumbered. So there's always an intimidation factor that goes into play when you feel outnumbered, when you feel insufficient, when you feel inadequate, when it just doesn't seem like you are big enough for the challenge. So I'm already at a disadvantage. I'm already ready to hang up my hat and throw in the towel. But it's not about how you feel. It is about what God has commissioned you to do. And here is the issue. Ask God for the strategy. Sometimes when you can't trust yourself, you got to ask God to give you the strategy. But when you ask God to give you the strategy, it must be met with a willingness to follow through with the strategy he has given you. Because God already knew that before he released to you the strategy would work. I want to share that with somebody tonight, that when God releases to you that divine strategy, that strategy is going to work, even when it looks like things are going left. Even when it looks like you are declining and you are losing, that strategy that God gave you is fail-proof. That thing is going to work. It's a divine strategy. It's a divine plan. I need you to hear me tonight like you have never heard me before, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the cusp of seeing something great, but the only way to end these repetitive cycles that we have been in and year out is to follow the strategy to the letter. Gideon starts out with 32,000 men. Now he's already again outnumbered because he is facing an army of 100,000 in number, 100,000 in count. So 32,000 is already a deficit. And 32,000 is already overwhelmingly, it's overwhelmingly outnumbered. But I need you to hear me tonight. God then begins to give him a strategy. He gives him a strategy for two different occasions. And in two different occasions, it looks like Gideon is losing numbers. The two times that he followed the strategy of God, he lost numerically. But can I tell you something? You can't go wrong following God's strategy. Even when it looks like your numbers are dropping, even when it looks like your support is decreasing, God is getting all of the things out of the way for Gideon to triumph, for Gideon to be victorious. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you listening to the power of this tonight? That in a divine strategy, loss is gain. Oh my God, in a divine strategy, loss is gain. There are some things that cannot happen for you until some things are detached from you. In divine strategy, when God has downloaded to you the plan for your next season, the plan for your next year, the plan for your next venture, the plan for your next a month, when God gives it to you, and in that strategy, you incur some level of loss, that loss is a gain. That loss is a gain. Strategy turns loss into a gain. I want you to begin to declare that right now with me tonight. My losses are gains. Can you declare that with me tonight? My losses are gains. That is something psychologically that we need to embrace. That is something that we need to cherish, that we need to latch hold to. Your losses are gains. When it looks like you were declining, when it looks like your strength was being depleted, those were actually your gains. You're in the middle of a divine strategy. God is literally ordering your steps. Do you believe tonight that your steps are being ordered by the Lord? Then, if you really believe that, those losses that you have incurred, those things are gains. You are gaining in this season. I want to prophesy that to every person who's underneath the sound of my voice. If you will receive that, if you will take that in, if you will embrace that, your steps are ordered by God and you are gaining in this season. You are gaining in this day. You are gaining in this hour. You've lost nothing. You have gained everything. Do you know that Gideon goes from 32,000 men helping him, walking with him, preparing to do battle with him? He goes from 32,000 down to 300. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at this and be for real about it. Let's look at this and be absolutely serious about this. Let's be as realistic as we possibly can with this. That is insane. I don't know any other word that would be appropriate for that level of a drop. And we are already at a disadvantage. And then for us to lose numbers to the point where we are in the hundreds, we're no longer in the thousands. And we're looking at an army of 100,000 that is opposing us, and we're only here with 300. Oh, that is a dramatic difference. That is a dramatic difference. But listen, you're in the strategy. You're in the strategy. You're in the divine strategy. You are following the specifics and the details of God's instructions. And I want to tell somebody something tonight, because see, the thing about it is, many of you have some things that you desire to do. You have some things that you're in the middle of doing right now, and it seems like you are at a complete disadvantage. It seems like you're out of your league. It seems like any moment now you're going to be swallowed up. You are the David going up against the Goliath. You are literally outnumbered, outmatched, outwitted, outeducated. It just looks like you are way off. You shouldn't even be in this level of pursuit. And the Holy Ghost told me to come on tonight to our partnership to encourage your spirit that it is not about your size, it is about your plan. I want you to hear me tonight. It is not about your size, it is about your plan. It is about your approach. It is about your strategy. Will you say that with me tonight? It's not about my size. It's about my plan. Come on, declare that with me tonight. It's not about my size. It's about my plan. Come on, one more time. It's not about my size. It's about my plan. See, what many of you think is that it's too much. It's too big. I can't do it. I can't handle it. That is a lie. It is a lie that, watch this, the devil didn't tell it. You told yourself. You fed yourself that lie. It is untrue. It is not accurate. And you need to understand that you don't have to be the biggest in the room. You don't have to be the fastest in the race. You don't have to be the strongest in the gym. What you do need to have is a plan. You need a strategy, because in this next season, for those of you that will hear the prophetic impartation tonight, it is not about your size. It is about your plan. What is your plan? And for many of us, we've been measuring our size, our financials, we've been measuring our level of degree and pedigree. We have been measuring all of the wrong things. But I hear the Lord saying, it's about your plan. It's about your strategy. That's what this whole thing is about. Somebody ought to begin to bless the Lord right now, because while I'm in the midst of talking, I literally feel prophetic activation that is transpiring on this call tonight. You need to start blessing God. It is about the strategy. No, you're not a lot. No, you don't have a lot. No, you don't have, no, you don't have what's being asked for. You don't even have what's required of you. But what you do have is a strategy. And you know what's involved in your strategy? Faith. Faith is involved in your strategy. Sacrifice is involved in your strategy. Sowing is involved in your strategy. There's a strategy that is at work, and that is what's going to qualify you for what you're unqualified for. Oh my God. The strategy will be your qualification. I need you to hear this tonight. I want you to embrace this tonight. I want you to really grab a hold of it, latch onto it. In fact, why don't you stamp it into your spirit? Get this in that down inside your knower tonight, that this strategy is about to work for your benefit. This strategy is about to work for your good. The Lord is literally thrusting you into a place called strategy. Execute the plan. Work the strategy. Work it. It's divine. God gave it to you. It's not yours. You didn't drum this up. You didn't think this up. You're witty, but you're not that genius to drum up what God has put in your spirit. God has literally been the genius behind your thought processes. So work this, work what he has given you, and watch that thing work for you. The strategy. 300 versus 100,000. That isn't, it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It is outlandish. We know this. We know this looking at it. We were already determined that Gideon and his army is getting ready to be whooped and sent home crying. We already know they're getting ready to be humiliated and mutilated. They're getting ready to be disassembled. Please don't even, Gideon, go 300 men versus 100,000. Go ahead on back home. It don't even make no sense for you to do this, but this is what God told him. He said, don't even take a sword. He said, don't even take a shield. He said, don't even, just take these items with you. And these items are victuals. I want you to take lamps. You need lamps and you need victuals. You need victuals. You need lamps. Take them. And I want you to split up. Split up. So it'll be 100 to the left and 100 in the center and 100 to the right. And I want y'all to split, stand in that regard. This is the strategy. And you're going to see something happen. You're going to see something happen. You're going to watch them draw swords on each other. You're going to overcome the odds without lifting a finger, simply because you followed the strategy. You're going to overcome the odds, listen to this, without breaking a sweat. You're going to come out of this without breaking a nail, because watch this, I am giving you divine strategy. People are going to be coming to you after this whole thing is over, asking you, what was your secret? What did you do? Who did you know? How did you get in that space? How did you get in that room? How did you fix this? How did you turn this? How did you raise this? No, I don't have all of these 12 steps. All I have is that God gave me what to do. He gave me where to go. He gave me when to show up. He gave me who to speak to. He gave it to me. He gave me a strategy. He gave me a plan, and I followed it to the letter. I disciplined myself and I held myself accountable to the strategy that God released in my. Who is God talking to tonight? I'm telling you, I'm seeing the people on the Zoom platform. They're going up in a praise. I wonder if the conference callers, are you all with me tonight? Are you all receiving this tonight? This is the season of strategy. But not just any type of strategy, divine strategy. This has to come from God. I'm not talking about the petty plans that you put into place. I'm not talking about the strategies that you come up with vengeful tones and undertones. I'm not talking about getting back at anybody. No, you're going to miss it if you put carnality in. You're going to miss it if you do it in the flesh. It's got to be done in the spirit. It's got to be done the way God gave it. Oh, I want you to hear God tonight. Let me calm down. Let me come out of this. Let me come out of this. I've got another week to go with this. I've got another week to go. Oh my God. But this strategy thing is heavy. They did not have to lift a finger. Gideon and those 300 did not have to lift a finger. They went with 300. That means 31,700 men were dismissed from Gideon's group. That's a lot of loss. That's a tremendous amount of loss. That's so much loss that any typical leader that I know of today, including myself, would probably question their leadership skills and would probably question whether or not they're called to lead, based on the amount of loss he incurred that day. You probably like that too. You probably like that too. If you turned around and 31,700 folk walked away from you on two occasions, and you're just sitting there with 300 when you started out with 32,000, that's depressing. That's depressing. But what kind of discipline does it take to stay focused on the plan and the strategy despite losing so many supporters, despite losing so many numbers? I'm still focused. I am laser focused. I'm not budging. I'm not deviating. I'm not taking any detours. I am following this divine strategy. And as a result, God gave them the victory. You're going to have the victory. You're going to have the victory if you focus. Focus on what he gave you. Focus on what he said. And don't worry about how many are with you. What matters is that he is with you. If God be for you, who can be a Oh my God, I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. It does not matter how many are with you. It matters that He is with you. And He will give you the support system that you need to get through every phase of your life. It does not matter how many are with you. It matters if He is with you. I have to drive that. I know I sound like a broken record. I know it seems redundant. I know it seems like, Bishop, we heard you. All right, we got it. I heard you, Bishop. No, I need to make sure you heard me. I need to make sure you got this in your spirit tonight, for real, for real. It does not matter how many are with you. It matters that he is with you. You are in a season called divine strategy. Do you receive that tonight? Do you accept that tonight for yourself? I'm very excited for you. I believe God is going to do some amazing things in your life, but discipline yourself and hold yourself accountable. And I'm talking about seriously, hold yourself accountable to the strategy that God puts in your spirit. Follow it to the letter. Do not deviate and do not try to add your little twist in. No. Follow what he's giving you and follow it down to the letter. I'm excited. I'm excited to pray for you tonight. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. And I'm going to firstly thank God for this praise report that I've received from Sharima. Sharima says, I just want to praise God and thank him for allowing me to see the age of 40. God has always covered me, and I just want to say Thank you. Well, the Lord bless you, Sharima, and we say more life to you in Jesus' name. This prayer request, the list that I have received tonight, we're going to be praying for those of you who have submitted your names and your matters. We're bringing them before the Lord, and we are believing that God will do something tremendous for you and for your prayer request. Latoya Hampton, LaDonna Silvers, Mary Silvers, Richard Terua, Benita Clark, Barbara Hairston, Justin Mack, Verna Simmons, Elaine Witherspoon, Rosalinda Archbold, Radonia Johnson, Barbara Mackey, Ralph Everett, Naisha Cooper, Shaquana Johnson, Ruth Aileen, Celeste Johnson, Diane Harge, Latina Neely, Tierra Trappier, Patricia Prelo, Johnny Stafford, Antoinette Williams, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Sharima Valentine, Patsy Rizzo, Shamika Horton, Shanika Muniz, Chanel Kelly, Benita Thompson, Martin Merced, Janet Durbin, Harriet Green, Pandora Wilson, Jake Langley, Rochelle Maxwell, Latoya Nugent, Derek Dominique, Patrice Taylor, Lorraine Williams, Michelle Smith, Denise Bryant Brooks, Andre Hill, and Patricia Hill. We thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let us with all earnest and with all earnesty in prayer, let us go before the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you, Lord, for another week. We thank you that you have brought us and you have kept us and you have kept a hedge around us. Thank you for this protection that you have provided for your people. Father, there is so much danger, imminent danger that is all around us. Every day of our lives, we are passing opportunities whereby danger can become someone's reality. Yet your wings of protection cover us and keep us. And for this, we say thank you. We honor your name tonight. We lift your name tonight. Your name is a banner over our households. Your name is a shield, and your name is a place of refuge. It is the place where we hide. We can call upon your name and find safety there. And we want to say thank you. We want to honor your holy name tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, our prayer tonight is that you will open our ears. Open our ears, God. Give us ears of comprehension and understanding that we may discern and know your voice. Father, I thank you because as you speak, help us to even document and help us to legislate that which you put into our spirit. Thank you that you're causing your word to come alive in our lives, the word that you even gave to Habakkuk to write the vision and make it plain. Father, help us to scribe those things that you have given to us, those things that you have shown us, even in the time of our night. Father, even while we are slumber, you are showing us things and downloading plans and strategies. You are giving to us directives and instructions. Help us, Lord, to know what to do with those very moments and those very instructions. I give you glory tonight that nothing shall be missed. I pray for our minds that we will be able to recall the things that you have divinely placed in our spirit. We'll be able to recall them to the frontal parts of our mind, that they will not be easily forgotten or let go. I thank you that you are giving to us exactly what we need to do and how we need to maneuver, not just concerning our behaviors, but even our choices and our judgments. Father, I thank you even for our connections and even for our placement. And Father, even for our finances, you're giving us divine strategy and plans. You are releasing to us exactly what we need that we will be able to thrive in days and in years and in seasons to come. Thank you that you are breaking now the curse that has been looming over bloodlines and the curse that has been looming over names and looming over households. We thank you that every curse is now being broken and dispelled, and that you are causing us now to even create and to in and to create and to erect new traditions and new strategies that will carry over from generation to generation. I thank you that this curse, word curses, word curses, word curses, curses as a result of penalties are now lifting off of generations, beginning with those that are on this line and beyond. I thank you that even now you're giving us, Father, what we need for communal wealth and communal growth and communal health. You're bringing us into a healthy pattern, not just for our physical, but also for our mental, our emotional, our relational, as well as our spiritual. I thank you that there is a restoration that is happening. You're causing us to be restored, refreshed and replenished. We are being rebooted. I thank you that old and wasteful toxic systems are now being flushed out of our spirit, and you are now bringing us into a freshness, a new way, a way that is righteous, a way that is holy, a way that is sacred, a way that is going to bring us into this new horizon and prepare us for that great day, the day of your appearing. I thank you that even now you are causing your people to walk into territories without compromising who they are, without compromising their holiness and their stance as people of faith. Father, I thank you for what you're doing for the believing community and how you are expanding us beyond the borders of the church and the church facility. I thank you that you are bringing the kingdom into the marketplace and to various sectors of industry. I thank you that even in regardless to who it is that we are around and what it is that they are discussing and what it is that they are teaching, we will yet be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, for our labor is not in vain. Regardless to who it is we come around and what type of environments, I thank you that our souls are anchored in you, that we will not be uprooted and that we will not be displaced, but we will be solid in our place of faith, not easily swayed and not dissuaded and not easily persuaded, but we will stand firm, stand planted, 10 toes down, standing strong, knowing that you are our God and beside you there is no other. Holy Ghost of God, have your way. Break up the fallow ground and keep us steady. Keep us stable. This is my prayer tonight. I pray for stability, mental stability, emotional stability, financial stability, residential stability. I pray for spiritual stability. Stable us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stable us even during turbulent times. Stable your people. Cause us, oh God, to be strong, steadfast, unmovable. We declare that we will not be moved, but standing like trees that are planted by waters. I thank you that we will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly from this day forward. We're not going to stand in the way of the sinner. We will not sit in the seat of the scornful, but we will find delight in your word. We'll find delight in your plan, delight in your strategy. I thank you for opening the way. I thank you for opening our eyes. I thank you that our gates are now protected, the eye gate and the ear gate and the mouth gate. I thank you that our gates are protected. I thank you that you will give us a discernment even concerning touch, that what it is that we touch does not contaminate our spirit. We pray against the spirit of perversion, the spirit of perversion that comes to contort and distort and discombobulate. We pray that there be such a stability. Father, I thank you. I thank you that your house will be a beacon once again. I thank you that the integrity of the kingdom is being restored and replenished. I give you glory tonight, knowing that you are raising up an army much like Gideon, those that will trust your word and discipline themselves and follow to the letter and will not allow the enemy to move or sway them. I give you praise tonight. I praise that the voice of the spirit will trump the voice of carnality. The voice of the flesh will be muzzled, while the voice of the spirit will take precedence and lead the charge. Have your way, Lord, and continue to move. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you will do. I give you glory for the turnaround, even when we thought it was over, even when we thought we were at our end, even when we thought nothing else could transpire and happen. You once again have happened, and you have given us victory. Thank you for victory over every health issue. Those that are connected to this call tonight that are dealing with health challenges, challenge with their respiratory, challenge with reproduction, challenge with every system in their body, their blood and their blood flow. I give you glory that the clogging of the arteries and the clots of the blood, these things are now being regulated and you're causing flow to happen again. I give you glory that there will be no migraine issues. I thank you that there will be no aneurysms. We speak against the things that would decapitate the body and that would cause the body to be debilitated. I give you glory that there will be no dismemberment, no disablement, but you now, God, are causing us to be quickened in our physical body. I give you glory that diabetes, we will have the discipline and we will execute the accountability to strategize our way out of these conditions, ways that we can change to bring about wholeness and healthiness. I give you glory that tonight you, God, are giving to us the strategy, the way back to our original state, the way back to the place in which you have commissioned us to live, the quality of life to increase. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. All things in its place, all things in its order. Thank you for strategy tonight. Thank you for a plan tonight. Thank you for moving by your spirit tonight. You get the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we release this prayer by faith and we agree and we say amen. I want every last one of you to praise the Lord tonight. Those of you that are upon the Zoom, those of you that are upon our conference line, come on, let's lift up a praise together. Let's give the Lord glory together. Yes, let's give him the fruit of our lips and the expression of our heart. Let's give him the sentiment of our existence. We praise the Lord tonight. We praise the name of the Lord tonight. Thank God for his mercy. Thank him that he didn't cut you off. Thank him that he has given you an extension of time. Thank you that his grace is yet over your life. Thank you that his favor yet goes before you. We praise you, Lord. We honor you tonight. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Wonderful Jesus. Mighty God, glorious Father, we praise you. We praise you. We give you glory tonight. We say thank God. Hallelujah. To those of you that are a part of our prophetic prayer partnership, let me reiterate how honored I am to have you as a prayer partner and how wonderful it is for you to join me on these Monday nights. I'm telling you, God is doing something special. And tonight, God specifically spoke to you, and you need to be confident in the fact that you have heard from God tonight. I assure you that if you follow the plan of God, he will cause his plan to benefit you in ways that you would not believe. You can be on the other side of your trouble, on the other side of your dilemma, on the other side of your delay, if you would just discipline yourself to follow the strategy that God has given you. You know, I'll say this in our departure tonight. When God gives you a plan, there's going to always be voices of influence around you. You know, those that influence your life, there will always be voices to try to distract or even to devalue the plan that God gave you. But whether or not you believe this, it is imperative that you put more value in what God said to you than what others are saying to you. If it's not a confirmation, then it's a confrontation. Amen. So you better make sure that you keep people in line. I know God gave this to me, and I'm going to stick this out. I'm going to follow what he gave me, and all shall be well if I follow what he gave me. Well, I thank God for you tonight, and I am convinced that you have not seen anything yet. May the Lord God continue to bless you. May the Lord God continue to keep you. May you have an amazing week. I pray that you are able to legislate, describe, and to document every strategy that God puts in your spirit. And I also pray that you have the discipline and the self-accountability to carry it out and execute it in Jesus' name. Until the next time, God bless and good night, everybody.